Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And we start today's programme with Breakthrough, an amazing experiment in electronic communication with the dead. Examples of original voices received during experiments. This was originally issued in 1971, a 7-inch vinyl, which was issued to accompany the publication of Konstantin Rordiev's seminal book, Breakthrough, an Amazing Experiment in Electronic Communication with the Dead. And this is not a reissue. It is the original record, which has now become available again. You can sort of pick up this thing in the original sleeve with a sort of new sleeve around it. So I'm going to play both sides of that, in which you can hear voices from the other side, including James Joyce and Winston Churchill and all manner of other people. So that's that breakthrough. That will be followed by Mordant Music. Again, that's a 7-inch red flexi disc, which accompanies a book, The Edge is Where the Centre Is. A book by David Rudkin and Pendus Fenn, An Archaeology. After that, we'll be going through Stephen Spender, Spike Milligan, Beatrice Lilly, Huruf Hiddup, and then some tracks from an amazing new CD and vinyl by Sun Ra, the Definitive 45s Collection, which is a 3-CD set of all the singles that were issued by Sun Ra between 1952 and 1991. Two of those tracks are Christmas songs, which I shall be playing next week on my Christmas special. And then after that, today, there's another a track by someone called Tim Etchells, interspersed perhaps with a snatch of Duane Eddy. But first, let's try and communicate with the dead.
The text spoken by the voices and the sound volume are exactly the same as in the original recording. To help the ear adapt itself to the strange rhythm, rapidity, and softness of the voice entity's speech, each utterance is repeated several times. The voices here selected are grouped according to the persons addressed and their respective answers, followed by a translation and explanation. They are examples chosen to give the reader a breakthrough, an acoustic illustration of the material presented in the book. The listener is asked to read any text spoken in languages he does not know, with particular attention, so that he may be able to grasp each separate word phonetically. Please note the commentary that goes with each voice text, as the meaning of some utterances can only be understood in context with the situation that gave rise to them.
The first voice is that of Margarete Petrowski, who had told the experimenter during her lifetime that she did not believe in an existence after death. After her passing, the experimenter asked her how she felt in the beyond, and a voice, identified as coming from Margarete, answered, "Bedenke, ich bin." German, "Imagine, I am." Again we hear Margarete Petrowski's voice, this time calling her former employer, Dr. Zenta Maurina. Zenta. Now the experimenter asks if Margarete can hear him, and a voice replies, "Kostya, ja." German, Kostya, yes. The voice then calls the experimenter's family name, Raudive, but shortens it to Raudiv. And now we hear in Latvian and German, Koste, tu tik na. Koste, you are so near. Now the experimenter calls the Russian poet Vladimir Mayakovsky, and a voice answers, Mayakovsky. The experimenter tells the poet how difficult it is to convince people of the reality of the voice phenomenon, and in reply comes a statement which is typical for Mayakovsky's personality. Konstantin, pluj. In Russian, Konstantin, spit on it. The experimenter talks to his former teacher, the Spanish philosopher Ortega y Gasset. And a voice calls out, Ortega. The experimenter asks whether the research into the voice phenomenon had any significance and whether it was based on firm foundations. The voice answers, Entrojas muchas cuestiones. Spanish, you will solve many questions. A Latvian voice then breaks in with a statement that could be interpreted in various ways. It might mean, for instance, that the voice phenomenon research may benefit mankind, even if the process is a painful one. Tu laudis zadecina. Latvian, you are burning people. The experimenter addresses his former collaborator, the Swiss parapsychologist Professor Gebhard Frey. Beset by doubts, the experimenter begs Professor Frey to give his name, and a voice answers, Frey.
Frey. Frey. Frey.
Then, in Swedish and German, Du sowas. Willst nicht glaube. You are sleeping. You do not want to believe. In another recording, the experimenter remarks that people do not believe in life after death, and a voice answers, So sind sie. German. That's how they are. The experimenter calls on Vitautz Simane, a friend who had died a short time before the recording was made, and receives the following answer. Danke. Guten Morning. German and English. Thank you. Good morning. Then the friend gives his name, Witautz Simane. After this comes a request. Prasi centa lai tala. Latvian and Swedish. Beg centa to speak. And then Musu centa recisos. Latvian, our center is the producer. Lastly, this voice says, Sie glaubt nicht. German, she does not believe. Once again, the experimenter addresses Professor Gebhard Frey and asks whether he thinks the voice phenomenon research necessary and what, in the professor's opinion, its final goal should be. A voice replies, Oui, c'est necessity. French and English. Yes, it's a necessity. The voice urges the experimenter. Konstantin, arbeiten. German, Konstantin, do work. The voice then calls Konstantin. And lastly, Raudive.
The following section deals with examples of voices grouped according to the various recording methods. In collaboration with technical experts, the experimenter has evolved 6 different methods of recording. A. Microphone. B. Radio frequency. C. Frequency transmitter. D. Diode. E. Goniometer, and F, psychophone. The reader will find details about the various types in the appropriate section of Breakthrough.
Microphone voices. The experimenter states that in his opinion, man cannot grasp the events after death with his intellect or even with his intuition. A voice replies in German, Er kann. He can. At the end of a recording session, the experimenter says that he is tired. A voice comes in with Bonne Nacht. French and Swedish. Good night. A request by the experimenter that the voice entities should tell him from where they came is answered by a voice saying, Seelisches Land. German, Land of the Soul, Radio Frequency Voices. Professor Loritz, who was a close friend of the experimenter, promised that he would manifest, if possible, after death. We hear a voice say, Loritz, Pienax Klat. Latvian, Loritz will join. A female voice, probably Margarete Petrautsky's, says, Eine Notote. German and English, one who is not dead. Frequency transmitter voices. Koste, tute tova mote. This is Latgalian. Koste, here is your mother. Tetu Raksnyx padot maju. Latvian. You are the author here. Give me a house. Diode voices. The voice of an entity whom the experimenter does not know, but who calls herself Agnes, a helper, probably remarks here on unfavorable recording conditions. Agnes, furchtbar slickt. German and Latvian. Agnes, terribly bad. A voice, later identified as that of a man who lived and died in a place called Kirnbach in the Black Forest, Germany, says, Wartet auf Walter von Kirnbach. German. Wait for Walter from Kirnbach. A voice calls James Joyce. Now a voice, which may be Winston Churchill's, says, Mark you, make believe, my dear, yes. Followed by Winston Churchill. The following sentence, heard at the end of a recording session, indicates that the voice entities have their own transmitting stations. Wot nun, gute Nacht von Citadi. Russian and German. Now good night from Citadi.
Gonya Meter Voices. This recording method was developed by Theodor Rudolph, an electrical engineer specializing in high frequencies. He has himself recorded the following examples, which have been taken from a total of approximately 90 voice texts received by him. The voices have the same characteristic features as those recorded by other methods. It is interesting to note that the voices in these examples speak mainly Russian and Latvian, two languages unknown to Mr. Rudolph. German is used more rarely. The texts have been deciphered by the experimenter after Mr. Rudolph had verified the experimenter's name and some German words.
A Russian voice says, On prosil bulku vo sne.
On prosil bulku vo sne. On prosil bulku vo sne. On prosil bulku vo sne. Он хотел булку во сне.
He begged for bread in a dream. A statement referring to an acquaintance of the experimenter, whose name is Kankan, and probably meaning that life lasts but a moment. Ту стунда, Kankan. Latvian, you are but a moment, Kankan.
Psychophone voices. This method was evolved by Franz Seidel, electrical engineer from Vienna. His apparatus has produced some very plainly audible voices. These bear the same typical traits as all other voices recorded by different methods. Again, Russian and Latvian are the main languages used, together with some German, though Mr. Seidel also does not speak either Russian or Latvian.
The word flüssigon, which is used in the following sentence, does not exist in the German language. It may be a corruption of the word fluidum, which means, in a symbolical sense, atmosphere or magnetism. The voice says, Du hast kein flüssigon. German, you have no flüssigon. Now a Latvian voice. Tauta muost jēs. People, awake. And in answer to a question as to who is speaking, a voice replies, Toti. Distorted German, the dead.
The quiet country. Landscape of the great Anglican cathedrals of the Severn and Wye. Though Severn and Wye were those rivers' native names long before Angle or Saxon or Christian or Roman soldier even came. Behind me there is Breedon Hill, Houseman country. And westward, nearer than they seem, the Malvern Hills of Langland, Piers Plowman, of Edward Elgar, The Dream of Gerontius, Introduction and Allegro, quintessential visionary England. But Breedon isn't an English name either. That's ancient British or Celtic. Breedon, Hill of the Fort. As for Malvern there, well, that name has been pure Welsh or British for a good 2,000 years. Moelvrin, Bear Hill. Layer on layer on layer of inheritance. What's in a name? The devil of a lot. Or, in the light of this film, the light of the demon of a lot.
Stephen. Stephen Franklin.
What do you think of both the artists for all that? I was thinking, what do I think of both the artists for? And I think it addresses itself. Certainly, my wish for it, my intention and purpose for it, are for it to address itself to awake, which it may need to do before it addresses itself, to the in within the auditory, to individuate that person. Where I feel betrayed, where I feel betrayed by much what calls itself cinema, television, and art now, is that it somehow addresses me as a member of a homogeneous pop, which I don't think I am. So I think its function is to individuate, and by that same token, inevitably to subvert. Now, as for the whole question, whatever faith may be felt to me, and God, that word has taken a bit of mutilation and abuse over the recent decades. Protestant concept. But you are alone with your mainline. Chewing up to have your hands chopped off.
The imaginative strength. What's really going on is being steadily weakened by the entertainment barons of Kane, by the yes men who take us. We're not people anymore with eyes to see, with blind, gaping holes at the end of the production line, stuffing with trash. We're serfs on some mad, great, worthless Stalin or Mao. But our own pink, fat faces isn't going to look alike. When the great concrete megacity chokes the globe from pole to pole, it shall already have a sacred seed of its own. Disobedience to chaos. Out of those alone can some new experiment in human living be born.
Stephen Franklin.
This conversation has been between 2 and 2:30. Suitably, I think, in the grey hammer domain of the BFI and Stevie Street, with an early intervention and quite a thunderous storm, which felt very suitable.
Well, ladies.
That I sing to, bring a breath of spring to, envy me my gay career. No one in the city has much time for pity. Nobody can be sincere. Thousands cheer me and applaud me. Everyone stares. If they've wounded me or bored me, nobody cares. Women at the tables, loosening their sables, look at me with cruel eyes. Then a little something in me dies and cries. Weary of it all, this getting and giving, this futile unending refrain, it's driving me insane. I'm so weary of it all. Other voices call, the cattle at twilight, the birds in the shy light of dawn. Yet here I am forlorn, and so weary of it all. I miss the wild wood I wandered through in childhood, with a heart as light as air. What would I give once again to be there? With my two-headed brother, night begins to fall. By memory tortured, I dream of an orchard in spring. The songs I used to sing, now I have to swing. I'm so weary of it. Oh. Get up every morning round about noon. A little lunch on a tray. Shopping without stopping till my senses swoon. Perhaps a dreary matinee. Home at five, more dead than alive. Another day nearly gone. Cocktails to mix, my face and hair to fix. The weary round goes on. 8 or 9, I have to go and dine with this or that rich man about town. Caviar and grouse in an overheated house. God, how it gets me down. Weary of it all, it's getting and giving, this life that I'm living in hell. With broken dreams to sell, just an empty shell. I'm so busy.
Which governs an object and so on, but also by subject you mean someone or something which is subject to someone or something else. And this is used as a metaphor for life, I suppose. Subject, object, sentence. A subject thought, because he had a verb with several objects, that he ruled a sentence. Had not grammar willed him these substantives which he came into as his just inheritance? His objects were wine, women, fame, and wealth, and a subordinate clause, all life can give. He grew so fond of having these that finally he found himself becoming quite subjective. Subject, the dictionary warned, means someone ruled by person or thing. Was he not having's slave? To achieve detachment, he must be objective, which meant to free himself from the verb have. Seeking detachment, he studied the context around his sentence to place it in perspective, paraphrased, made a critical analysis, and then reread it, feeling more objective. Then, with a shock, he realized that sentence, like subject, object, is treacherously double. A sentence is condemned to stay as stated, as in life sentence, death sentence, for example.
Windsor was cold, but the plates were hot, and it was not long after that that Lloyd George turned it in, and
And the voice you are hearing is that of retired redundant Mr. Aaron Kwok.
Sir.
Mr. Kwok.
Yes.
I believe you have a very interesting hobby.
I believe I have, sir. Yes. I study the pronunciation of words. I learned how to pronounce them.
What words do you take most interest in?
Oh, the large grafter, the family size. You know, I measure them with a little slide rule first. One's about 2 1/4 is the right size for Debrett, you know. They're sort of the epitome of learning, sir.
Oh, it must be.
It is, yes.
Could you demonstrate one of these words for us?
Yes, sir. I'll. Ovipositor. Ovipositor. I think that's an Irish one, sir. The O apostrophe.
Yes,
ovipositor.
What does it mean?
Oh, I don't know what it means, sir. It takes me all my time to learn.
Tell me, Mr. Kwok, where do you use these words most?
Indoors, under cover, sir, out of the damp. I never says them when there's a frost about.
Oh, why not?
Well, I don't know. I don't like taking chances with them, you see.
Mr. Kwok, when did this hobby start?
During the Kaiser Wilhelm World One War. One day in the autumn, Jerry Zeppelin drops a bomb opposite the Woolwich Hostel and knocks the house down. It were Jim Chule's house. He was out, so he puts on our steel elements and we rushes across to see what we can half each before the Narcs get in on it, you see.
Oh, I see, yes.
Suddenly, in the ruble, I seize it. An original 53rd edition of Webster's Dictionary. Unpurged, sir.
What attracted you to it?
Well, it was for free, you see. We'd half-inched it, see? So, well, that's it. And anyhow, on the 38 tram going back by New Cross, the Marcus of Granby Way, I was reading up the words. I got this slide rule going real fast. And when the conductor comes out to me, he passes the customary face, please. I don't answer. I remain tacit and mute, see?
Yes.
And I looks him straight in the minces and I says, "Perspicacity, mate. You should have seen the look on his face. I knew I had him.
I can imagine.
He flung me off the tram. But it was worth it to find the power of word enunciations. I knew that moment exactly how Wilson Churchill felt with his words in the Third World War.
I'm sure. Now, Mr. Kwok.
Yes, sir.
What did Mrs. Kwok say when you took this dictionary home?
She didn't say nothing at all. She's lost. But she loved it. She loved the Webster, sir. The Webster's took hold. She took to it right away, sir. You see, we ain't got no kids of our own.
Well, whose kids have you got, then?
Well, no one's. We just ain't got any kids of our own.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. I'm being glad, mate. If we had kids, that Webster's dictionary would have gone for a burden now.
Yes.
You see the joke?
Does Mrs. Kwok do word pronouncing?
No, sir. She's got bad legs.
What's the trouble?
Well, there's no trouble. They're just awful shape, that's all. Well, a fin, you know, a fin. But she loves the Webster's. She's up every morning at dawn, so washing it down with Lysol, pumicing stone the white edges, and then polishing it with brass.
Oh, it's brass bone, is it?
No, that's the trouble, sir. I had to belt her, bless her little heart, to break her of the habit. It's made of cardboard, you see, pure cardboard, and she's making it flake off on the outside, sir. So what I've done, I've geared a coat of the brown paint, and it sort of tones in with the rest of the cream and brown furniture we've got.
It's very tasteful.
It is, yes.
You humbly say you don't know the meaning of any of these words, Mr. Kwok.
Well, I have to admit that, sir, but there's no point in it, you see. All my mates, well, they're an ignorant lot of fellas, and, well, I just impress them with me word pronunciation, see? Like I'll go in the factory in the morning, and I says, "Hello, lads! It's a polygenetic day." And they all agree, see? Mind you, one or two of them don't agree. They say, "No, it ain't a polygenetic day." Well,
troublemakers.
Well, yeah, they, you know what they're like, youngsters. And we leaves it at that, because they don't want to start trouble with these...
Well, of course not, Mr. Kwok. Before you go, is there any particular record you'd like to hear?
Yes, I'd like to hear the 100 yards being broken by Jesse Owens at the Berlin Olympics in 1933. Thank you.
All right, I think we can do that.
Ta, sir.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Kwok, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you, sir. Quasimodo.
Well, let's hope so. And now, back to the studios in London.
Dengan menyebut nama Tuhan yang maha pengasih lagi maha penyayang. Jauhkan kami dari godaan setan yang terkutuk. Jauhkan kami dari godaan setan yang terkutuk.
Oh. I am an instrument. I am an instrument. I can speak with sound. My voice can be heard by the world. I speak a language all my own. I am an instrument. I speak of many things. Things hidden, things in the dark, things in the light, things in strange dimensions. Things on this planet, other planets, and planets unknown. I am an instrument. I speak of the spirit. Instrument, but man is an instrument too. But he cannot speak unless someone touches the strings of his heart. And when his heart speaks, it can speak more things than the mind can. People are the instrument. The heart is a drum. Man is an instrument too, and so is every person. The people are the instrument.
turning a blind eye, 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 a blind eye, turning blind eye, turning a 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 blind eye, blind eye, turning blind eye, turning a blind eye, turning a blind eye, a blind eye, turning 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 a blind eye, a blind eye, turning a blind eye, turning a blind eye, turning a blind eye, turning. Paper, books, glasses, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, 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 roads, a suitcase, paper, books, glasses, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, paper, books, glasses, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, paper, books, glasses, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, 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 dogs, bags, tables, knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, paper, books, glasses, a mirror, roads, a suitcase, 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 knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables. Knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, musical instruments like musical instruments, like musical instruments, their tears like musical instruments, their tears like musical instruments, their tears like musical instruments. They're tears like musical instruments. Mountains, mountains like musical instruments. Like musical instruments. Mountains like musical instruments. Like musical instruments. Packs of dogs like musical instruments. Trees and their branches like musical instruments. Trees and their branches like musical instruments. Trees and their branches like musical instruments. Like musical instruments. Knives, trees, boats, dogs, bags, tables, knives, trees.